He is the most focused, driven, incredible man I've ever met. And what he and his son, Steve, and his wife, Michelle, actually, Steve married to Michelle, or no, his wife, Malan, and Steve's wife's Michelle. I get that confused all the time. So anyway, and these people will never give up on you. Burnoff, I went through the whole thing. You're 45 minutes late. When people show up at your seminars 45 minutes late, what do you say? Let's wait? Or what do we do? Everybody say hi to Michael Burnoff. Okay, Burnoff, I need you to tell the truth for the first time in your life. Are you really in this room right now, this late, because you knew that I was going to be getting off the stage and now the real guys were going to start talking? I told these guys that you changed every way I do my business. And you guys, this is the Michael Burnoff. Give him a round of applause. His beautiful wife, the Bronco fan, Deborah. Look at that Broncos orange dress. And his distinction really, really helped me realize that I was doing the coffee shop interview the wrong way, because I needed to drill down not on what they had, which I was kind of doing, but what they were avoiding, and I explained that to you, which I wasn't doing. And what he gave me the ability to do is really help people, without them knowing it, look inside at what's really missing in their life and go from there. So you guys, I am telling you, I am like overcome with gratitude to you, because I know getting here for so many of you took more than you had. You spent money you didn't have to get here. You put it on credit cards. You didn't know what you were going to do. So many heads are nodding. It's just making me want to cry. The sacrifice that you are is going to be worth it. All you need to do is take this thing home with you and put it into action, especially the next two parts, because the rock stars start now. So this Corey Gold, what you don't know about Corey Gold is he's been training this whole company for a very, very long time. He is the best of the best. You never hear Corey Gold complain. All you hear him do is edify. You never hear him selfish. All you hear is generosity. There is nobody that I know more 100% committed to the whole versus his organization, his little feeble 6-3 levels or 6 levels. He doesn't care if it's 60th level. He is committed to you at a level nobody in this company is committed to you. You can't believe it. He will bleed for you. And this guy is now. Come on, Corey. Louder. Louder. Tell those people next door. Louder. Louder. Louder.
God. Thank you, man.
I love you.
I love you too. All right. All right. We got work to
do. Corey Gold, both of these books are autographed. These are the first two books. Hang on, Corey. These are the two books. First books. Robert, these are the books that Robert Chris sent me. They are addressed and they're all yours.
Wow. I got a $100 book here. Do I have offers? All right. Put it over there. I see somebody else is buying the good artwork too, not just me. Yes, I bought many. I think there's a video we're supposed to play first, right?
What's that?
There's a video.
Oh, you're playing a video.
This is the Dr. Louis Arias event. There's always a video.
You have a strategy that really works.
One of the things that you have to do is just decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great.
Don't allow anyone to tell you that what you are dreaming for yourself and your family is not possible. It is possible. Don't be one of those people 20 years from now are going to be walking around in a 9-to-5 job, miserable and angry and bitter.
Ambition is a moral imperative. To be a good person, you have to have ambition. You have to try to do something good with your life. You have to try to get out of where you are today or make where you are a better place tomorrow. You have to, or anything else is a waste.
You really have to believe in yourself when no one else believes in you.
When we feel like we're not enough, we chase external validation and external objects to try to tell us we're enough. You are enough.
It's not what we get that make us happy, it's who we become and what we're able to give because we become more. The first step is you gotta have a vision. A vision for what it is you really, truly want. Not what you think you want or what you should have. A vision is about what you're here to create. A vision that really works is one that excites you. It has to be a compelling vision. It's got to have something that has the power to pull you, not something you have to push yourself to do.
Person invented himself for whatever reasons, through whatever circumstance, through whatever he has gone through, that we are each a figment of our own imagination.
Your problem is you think you can have an average mindset and get to the next level. Like for real, you got a basic mindset and you think with that basic mindset you're gonna be great.
Luck plays a very important part in how successful you are, but the harder you work and the longer you work, the luckier you're going to be.